Okay, the countdown is on for Super Bowl 49. I am Elissa Walker Campbell. We are glad you're back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Time now to check in with our NFL analyst and go under the helmet with Jason Peter. Very anxious to get his preview and the keys that will determine if the Seahawks or if the Patriots win. Jason, it's good to have you with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Jason, of course, is joining us on a Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. So let's pick up, though, first where we left off last week, talking about Deflategate, the Patriots. Okay, so Bob Kraft, he comes out, makes some very bold statements on Monday that he believes his team did nothing inappropriate, no violation of NFL rules, and basically welcomed the league investigating. What was your reaction to that? Because he was pretty adamant.
Yeah, you know, coming out and saying that the NFL would owe him or his organization an apology. You know, I just, I may be the wrong person to ask about Bob Kraft and the Patriots.
Why?
I mean, I just don't like them. I think, you know, he's a hypocrite. I think he is this guy, you know, who puts up this whole facade about the squeaky clean image and everything else, and you know, we only win and we win the right way, you know, and that's just not that they're the only team that kind of breaks the rules, but you know, there's also personal reason for me and that they you know, were the team that drafted my brother and then cut him, you know, 2 days after the draft, saying that they weren't aware of, you know, some of the trouble that he had gotten into in college, which I know was a complete lie. But, you know, it's the spin job, and, you know, they kind of, it ultimately was Robert Kraft's wife, I think, who stepped in and said something. But, you know, it was just, I just don't think he was treated fairly enough so that Bill Parcells at the time, who was the coach there,
right,
called my brother and said, "This isn't me. You know, if this was me, you'd be here already." And, you know, he apologized and what have you. But I just, you know, when you combine that with some of the stuff that goes on now, you know, if it's a superstar player, you know, he's got no problem looking the other way. But it's just like when it's convenient and when he can take advantage of a situation to make that organization look like you know, they're head and shoulders above everybody else. I don't know. You know, for me, it has nothing to do with the success. I know a lot of people, I think some of the issues that they have with New England, you know, derives from the whole jealousy, you know, that your team's better than mine or whatever. You know, I could obviously care less about the success of a team. It has everything to do with, I think, the way that people are treated and whether or not they tell the truth. And from my own personal experience, mm-hmm. I just, you know, it's not a favorable one. Let's just say that.
Super Bowl 49 coverage continues at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Getting you ready for the Patriots and the Seahawks with our very own, our NFL analyst, Jason Peter, as we continue to go under the helmet. I thought, you know, working in the media, and I didn't know if you had this perception as well, but, you know, just being offended that he was characterizing Deflategate as a crisis being driven by media folks. I mean, and essentially demanding that there was an apology that needed to take place.
Yeah, I know, and even Tom Brady, you know, the comment that he had made saying, "Hey, you know, it's not ISIS here. You know, nobody's getting killed." And yeah, that's true, you know. But don't downplay the significance of what is happening here, you know, because it is a rule, or, you know, you're not allowed to take air out of the balls and you know, prior to the game. And obviously there's a video that may or may not exist, I guess, of a Patriot employee, you know, taking some balls into a bathroom or another room. I guess when I see that along with everybody else, then, you know, it'll be much easier, I guess, to make a final decision. But to me, everything just kind of points south with this. And to try to downplay the breaking of a rule, you know, I've heard some people say, well, you know, you could go back and you could watch, you know, the other team or put on any film, you know, over a football season, and, you know, maybe the right tackle is holding on every single play. Well, he's breaking the rules. Does that mean, you know, that this team shouldn't, their victory or their wins shouldn't be validated because, you know, this guy, this offensive tackle is holding? No. That's completely different in my eyes. That's something that happens over the course of a game. You have, you know, an umpire out there with three or four other officials. They're trying to regulate all of this stuff throughout the course of 60 minutes. This is something that is kind of premeditated in my eyes. It's something that, you know, didn't happen on the field. It's something that was calculated into the days or weeks. It's probably something, to be quite honest, that's probably gone on for a long time. Just has there been a time where another player has maybe called the Patriots out enough to them go and weigh the balls kind of post-game? There probably have been numerous times where this happens. And let me say, he's probably Tom Brady or the Patriots. They're not the only quarterbacks. I mean, you've had other quarterbacks that have come out and admitted that they've done stuff like this, but you know, it wasn't, I guess, okay back then, and it shouldn't be okay now.
But what about, you know, just Jason, let me jump in here. I mean, what about the integrity of the game? I mean, I'm thinking about the game of golf. You can't change your score, you know?
Right. I know. It's sad. And, you know, they're trying to downplay it. It's kind of one of these things where they don't think people should, I guess, you know, hold them to the fire for it. And, you know, I don't know if the Patriots are just you know, the only team out there that's cheating, or they're just the worst team at cheating out there. Because I'm sure there are other teams that have stolen, and, you know, I don't know if they videotaped, but, you know, other team signals. You know, the Patriots aren't the only ones. But, you know, if you're a New England Patriot fan or you're part of that organization, I just think when it continues to happen, you know, is it because people maybe, you know, have it out for us, or is it just that, you know, we just continue to break the rules and we just continue to keep moving on and we don't think twice about it? And, you know, that's something that, I don't know, to me it would be a structural problem from within. And when you look at, you know, who's in charge of that Fortune 500 company, it's Bob Kraft. And, you know, he's ultimately responsible in my eyes for it. But, there is lack of integrity for sure, you know, when you're talking about this cheating.
Jason Peter joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line, brought to you by Progressive, comparing rates to help you save. Now that is progressive. Do you think the perception of the Patriots being cheaters, do you think that'll ever change in the future? Kraft wants an apology if his team's exonerated.
I think absolutely it does, and I think that's why I don't think they really think twice about it, because unless this whole deal with the balls, this Deflategate had come out, nobody really was thinking, you know, oh, the Patriots got here at the Super Bowl 49 because they cheated. Or, you know, they got here because I wonder if they're videotaping signals again. I mean, that kind of stuff just, you know, people forget with time. And, yeah, you might have, you know, a journalist in, you know, 10, 20, 30 years who's writing about, you know, this kind of era of New England Patriots football. And he may be a writer that, you know, says, yeah, they won, but, you know, you got to remember what they did. You know, they broke X, Y, and Z rule. And but, you know, as far as I think just the regular fans, I don't know. You know, I really don't. I don't think that people will dwell on that. I mean, I wasn't really thinking about, you know, what happened with the Spygate scandal a few years ago until Deflategate kind of started.
We've got to step aside for a quick commercial break as we continue talking about Super Bowl 49 with Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. We will be right back with much more at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Remember, join us online at Twitter at E Radio Sports. We will be right back.